specialty stores. A complete listing of excellent sources for these proteins is found on my website, www.biblicalhealthinstitute.com. The skinny on fat. The low-fat craze from the mid-1990s is responsible for today's conventional wisdom that anything with fat in it is bad for you. A lot of people, especially weight-conscious teenage girls, have been taught to hate any food having even a speck of fat. Sure, eating the wrong fats adds pounds to your midsection, clogs your arteries, and puts you at a risk for developing cancer. But eating too little fat is just as deadly. Since the Israelites were instructed to eat the fat of the land, so to speak, why didn't the Creator know that saturated fats and cholesterol are the main causes of coronary disease and malignancies? Actually, and to no surprise, the opposite is true. By giving us these healthy animal fats, God in His infinite wisdom provided us with a concentrated source of energy. And these very fats are the source material for cell membranes and various hormones. Without fats providing satiety, we would be hungry within minutes of finishing a meal. Who would have thought that fats were so important or good for you? But you have to eat the right fats. Foods loaded with omega-3 polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated or omega-9 fatty acids, as well as healthy saturated fats. These good fats are found in a wide range of foods, including salmon, lamb, and goat meat, goats and sheep's milk and cheese, walnuts and olives. It's also better to eat butter, yes, old-school butter, than margarine, which is a man-made, chemically altered fat. The Medical Research Council found that men eating butter ran half the risk of developing heart disease as those eating margarine. In addition, Greeks, Austrians, and the Swiss are known for their high-fat diets, with lots of butter and cheese, but they rank in the top half-dozen countries for longevity. And much has been made about the French, who never met a cream dish they didn't like. A French woman named Mireille Guiliano topped the book charts with French Women Don't Get Fat, The Secret of Eating for Pleasure, a book about how to have your cake and eat it too. Fats rich in omega-3 and saturated fats, such as medium-chain and short-chain fatty acids, play a crucial role in the body's chemistry. Sally Fallon points out that saturated fatty acids constitute at least 50% of all cell membranes, play a vital role in the health of our bones, enhance the immune system, protect the liver from alcohol and other toxins, and guard against harmful microorganisms in the digestive tract. Not all fats are good for you, and I want to make that clear. You want to steer away from hydrogenated fats, which have been associated with a host of maladies, including diabetes, obesity, and cancer. Hydrogenated fats are found in practically every processed food, from Triscuits to Wonder Bread, from Twinkies to Skippy peanut butter. Most of the oils used in households today, soybeans, safflower, cottonseed, and corn.